Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I like food. I'll admit it. When you put great food in front of me, I'm going to eat it. And the reason I don't take one piece of chocolate cake is because if I take one piece, I want two pieces or three pieces. Once I get started eating it, it's so good I can't stop. And that's another reason why I don't go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar. Do you go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar? Because if I go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar or the Chinese restaurant that serves all-you-can-eat in Chinese food, that's what I want to do. I want to eat everything in sight. And then afterwards, you know what I say to myself? Oh, why did I do that? I'm perfectly satisfied if someone brings me food on a plate in a restaurant and I go, well, that's what it is, I'll eat it. But if it's in front of me and it's all I can eat, I just want to pile that dish up and I want to go back again. So, I don't go there. Now, it's a good comparison in business to say, I'm going to grow my business and make all the money that I can make. Because sometimes when you say to yourself, I'm going to make all the money I can make, well, you're going to have the same experience that you have when you go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar. You have to be prepared for growth. You can't just say, I'm going to grow. Let's say, for instance, you're going to hire a new salesperson, and that salesperson is one of the best salespeople. They're going to be in the range of $50,000 to $70,000, just a number. It doesn't matter if it's accurate. What does that mean? It means that you need to create profitable sales to make that $50,000 to pay that person. Not only do you have to pay that person, but you have to pay maybe you need another support person, another computer, another desk, more office space, whatever it happens to be. You have to take all of those things into account. Don't just say, I'm going to grow my business. First, before we do any of that, let us take a look at what we currently have. Is there a way for us to increase our business to make 5% more? Is there a way for us to cut our expenses 5%. See, if we just make those little adjustments, that all goes to the bottom line. There is no more expenses. And then after we have everything in place, after we've done a great job, after we have worked our business so that it is not only running smooth and we're giving great customer service and everybody knows their job and they're inspired and they're motivated and we're making more money with what we have, then we can consider growing the business, but not until. So there's a saying in business, and the saying goes something like this. If you're not growing, you're dying. Well, in some ways, that's true. But what you need to be careful of is that if you're growing, you are not creating your own business problems because you have grown the business. So you're going to grow your business. You're going to put another person on. You're going to add a new product line. You're going to get more office space. You're going to get more of whatever. And initially, it all works out. It's great. Things are terrific. You know, the business is flowing in. The profit's flowing in. But you also have to say to yourself, will it be sustainable? Will I be able to do this month after month, year after year? It is not the person with the biggest business that wins. It is the person who has the profitable business that wins. So pull out your financial statement, take a look at your costs, take a look at your profit margins. And by the way, that's another issue that you want to think about. I know that you'll hear government reports and saying inflation is low. Well, have you been to the supermarket lately? Have you seen how costs have gone up? and that reflects everything in the economy. So you need to make sure that what you're selling and the price you're selling it for is absolutely profitable. Now, of course, when you raise the prices, there will be people who will scream and yell and tell you that they're not going to do business with you, and that may be the case, and that's another reason why you need to find new clients. But if you're selling it and losing money on it, how long will you be in business? So there are just so many factors to think about. And if you want to talk about them in detail, just give me a call, 888-738-1855. Remember, growing your business is a good thing. Growing your profits is even a better thing. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.